So we need your prayers today as we look into the word of the Lord. Amen. And we thank God for his word, because it is his word that will keep us encouraged. It is his word that will help us, amen, in our walk with God. Now, I want to preach today. We got a topic, rebuke the devil. Amen. Rebuke the devil. We just had to do that earlier. We had to rebuke the devil. The devil didn't want me to record this morning. He was messing up all the phones and things that we record with. But the devil, amen, he don't want the gospel letter, the gospel truth to get out into our land and country. So many things is happening. A lot of time we accuse this person or accuse that person. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, it's the devil. We need to point the blame where it need to go. Amen. The devil. The devil don't want you to live saved. The devil don't want you to be a child of God. The devil don't want you to make heaven your home. The devil wants you to be a quitter. The devil wants you to stop. He wants you to give up and give out. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of God, we're going to go right on in the name of Jesus. We're not going to listen to him. Amen. He tells lies. He's a liar, that Bible said from the beginning. And sometimes he'll try to act like he's your friend. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, he's not your friend. He is a deceiver. Praise God. And we don't want to listen to him. He got a lot of deals he tried to work out. But don't believe his deals. Amen. His deals will have you going to a place that you don't want to go. Amen. So I want to tell you, a lot of things happening. Amen. You see a lot of people that's getting deceived, and for a lot of people giving up and throwing the towel in, and preachers, amen, they doing evil things and supposed to be a child of God. Amen. That's why the Bible teaches us to put our trust in the Lord. Amen. How many know when you put your trust in the Lord, amen, things are going to work all right. The Bible also said, mark that, how it go? Mark, huh? Perfect man. Yeah, mark the perfect man. Yes. Amen. A lot of times people see things happen with preachers and deacons and church world, and they always want to gaze at that. Amen. All the folks that's not doing God's will. Look at these other folks, amen, that's living holy and living righteous. Amen. Mark that person. Amen. Because it's always somebody, amen, that's going to live right. Amen. Don't category every preacher in that predicament. Don't category every Christian person when you see someone do evil. Oh, all of them the same. They all bad. The devil is a liar, in the name of the Lord. Amen. How many know the Lord has a people? Amen. He got a church that without spot or wrinkle. He got someone don't mind living up to all they know, the word of the Lord from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. Amen. So I want to put a knot right here this morning on Satan's head, because he's in the government, he's in the White House, he's in your house, and he's trying to disturb things, he's trying to work evil things, he just on the warpath. But I'm here to tell you, we must put him on the run. All right, let's turn over here and see what the words say. All right, First Peter, amen, the 5th chapter and the 8th verse. Now the Lord give us instruction, amen, in dealing with the devil. Amen. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. He don't care who you are. He don't care about your address. Amen. He don't care about your DNA. He don't care if you a preacher. He don't care if you the deacon. He does not care if you a choir member. His job is to be, he said he is walking about as a roaring lion. Amen. Walking about seeking whom he may devour.
Amen. Yes, yes. He gonna come, but it's our job to send him back. Praise God. When he come to my house, he got to go. Praise God. I ain't gonna pull up a chair for him to sit down and relax and cross his legs. But in the name of Jesus, he got to get out of here. The Bible said he walking about. Amen. As a roaring lion. But if I can put my human reasoning behind that, I believe now he's running. He's running, praise God. Running to your house. Running to my house. Running all over the world. Running everywhere, praise God, and trying to disturb peace and try to break up unity. But it is our job to let the devil know, amen, you may come, but you got to go. Praise God. Just don't sit there and just let him chill out and amen and just enjoy, because he's no good. Get him out of your life. Get him out of your congregation. Get him out of your job. Praise God. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Anywhere he is, he going to disturb peace and he going to bring an uproar. Praise ye the Lord. I'm here to tell you, amen. That's what's wrong with our country today. Amen. If we get the victory over Satan, we'll make heaven our home. Amen. It is Satan and the devil. Amen. He's the one that try to disturb peace. He's the one try to stop peace. He's the one that is a peace breaker. And I want the Lord, because he's a peacemaker. Come on, somebody. I said, ain't the Lord good in his place? Amen. Amen. Praise God. We can't afford to let him have a field day in our life. Praise ye the Lord. Sometimes we as Christians, we just accept him. In other words, we just say, well, you know, there's the devil again. Oh, he's doing this, he's doing that. No, no, no. No, say, devil, get out of here. Go about your business. Amen. We're going to read the word, what the word tell you, and how you deal with this devil. Amen. Because if he get a feet in, he gonna get a step in, and he coming in. And that's why the Bible teaches us, don't give no room to him. Amen. Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. How many know we got to listen to the voice of the Lord? We can't listen to the devil. The devil, he have you down an endless road, and you'll end up to a roadblock. Praise God. But I want to follow Jesus. Jesus is a man that can lead us from earth to glory. Amen. See, he wants you to miss that place. Man, I don't want to miss this place, because heaven is a holy place filled with glory and with grace, and sin cannot enter there. Amen. Praise God. I want to one day, amen, with all this stuff happening down here, I want to go to heaven where I can be in the Father's house. Amen. Where I can just relax and enjoy the greatness of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. So I want to let you know, get your mind on the Lord. Keep your mind stayed on the Lord. The Bible said, who mind is stayed on thee, he will what? Keep thee in perfect peace. Amen. Not perfect confusion, but perfect peace. Amen. Praise God. So let's turn now. We're going to read and we're going to teach us, amen, through the word of the Lord. It ain't what Pastor Lennon is saying, Brother Jerry is saying, it's what the word is saying. All right, let's go to James, amen. James, the fourth chapter, praise God, and the seventh verse. Let's see what that say. All right, James 4:7. To give us good instruction. It says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Hello in here. Amen. If you don't know God, we need to get to know him. Because it's going to be God that can defend for us. It will be God that will help us to be able to rebuke that devil. The Bible says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will what? Flee from you. Amen. So that's number one. We got to have some power to resist the devil. And if we ain't living right, we can use the scriptures. We can say the same scripture here and say, devil, I resist you. But if you're living raggedy lives, if you're not following God's commandment, if you're not doing his will, the devil will not move. Hello in here. But you got to have power in your life. You got to live righteously and have the Lord inside. Amen. And leading you and guiding you then you can resist that devil. Praise God. A lot of people say, well, you know, I said just what the Bible said. I said, devil be rebuked. Devil, I resist you. He's not moving. You know why he ain't moving? A lot of times, not always, but a lot of times he ain't moving because you ain't moving. You ain't living a holy life. You got a lot of baggage that you need to unload. Amen. You got a lot of stuff that you need to repair. You got to, amen, you need to say, Lord, fix me, save me, heal me. Praise God. But when you live right, you can put the word on them because you are living the word. It says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. I do believe that. When you live for God, when the devil come, sometimes he come to try to fix your body. Sometimes he come and try to allow you to listen to him and lose your soul and take your joy away and take your peace away and take your greatness away. And we sit there and let him do it. But we got to resist that devil. Just think about if everybody in the land and country have the power of God and they resist the devil and they got the power of God in them from the White House to your house. Do you know we wouldn't need no military. We wouldn't need the police department. We wouldn't need security in our churches. But this world is corrupt. Amen. People doing in it and everything because the devil is their father. Amen. I want to tell you in the fear of the Lord this morning, we need God. God, everlasting God. God that will be up with us in a time of turmoil. God that will be with us in the time of trouble. God that will be with us in these perilous times. Amen. These troublesome times. Amen. I'm so glad I feel the comfort. Amen. When you live for God, you just call on the Lord. Amen. How many know when you live for God, you call on the Lord and he'll come to your rescue. Bible said, ask and it shall not. And it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open. Do you believe that?
Yes, Lord. Amen. I believe that. It is so. Stand on his promises. Stand on his word. Amen. And you'll see the Lord work a miracle. Praise God. Amen.
I feel good this morning because I live this thing. I know what God can do for us. Praise God. Amen. So we got to do some submitting. We submit. The Bible says, submit yourselves therefore to God and resist the devil. Amen. And he will flee from you. This is not a fairy tale. This will happen. He will flee from you if you resist him. Now, what else? He said, draw nigh to God. In other words, draw near to God. And guess what? More you get closer to God, more God will get closer to you. Amen. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. Amen. We got to have a single mind. We can't be double-minded. One day we trying to serve the Lord. Then the next day we get mad, and then we serve the devil. The next day we get mad because somebody ain't doing like I want them to do. How many know you don't control nobody but you? Look in the mirror. Look at you. Amen. You are your biggest problem, yourself. Look at you. What you see every morning when you look into the mirror. Praise God. Amen. Work on you. A lot of times people try to work on others, but work on you. Amen. And on the devil. Let the devil know you ain't riding with me no more. You ain't, amen, you ain't part of my life no more. You got to go. Amen. Right in these congregations, right in these churches. Praise God. We got to learn how to run them out, your church. Amen. Don't just let them sit and sit comfortable and do anything he want to do. Open that door and rebuke that devil. Say, devil, you got to go. Get out of here. I don't know where you going to go. Because I know if you stay in here, you're going to destroy. You're going to destroy folks. You're going to, amen, leave folks here and in error. But we want you to go out of here in the mighty name of Jesus. Put the power of God on them. Always say, in the name of Jesus. How many know there's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord, the devil don't like that name in the name of Jesus. Praise God, he run for that name. I tell you, he will flee. But the Bible said we got to resist the devil and he will flee. Now let us draw close to God. Amen. That's my recommendation to us all. Let us draw closer to God. Draw nigh to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinner, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Amen. The Bible said a double-minded man is what? Unstable in all his ways. We got to be stable. We got to know where we're going and we got to know how to get there. We got to know we got just one driver and that's the Lord. Amen. We can't let the devil drive our automobiles. Amen. We can't let the devil drive for us because he will crash. We will have a collision. We won't get to our destination. Amen. Let the devil know he got to get out of the vehicle. Somebody say, let him ride in the back seat. No, that ain't going to work either. He got to get all the way out the vehicle. Amen. If his presence there, amen, he will lead you to hell. So I'm here to tell you, and the topic of our message this morning is rebuke the devil. Rebuke him. Rebuke him is letting him know, I don't want no parts of you. Praise God. Amen. That's what's tearing up our country is the devil. That's what's tearing up our congregation is the devil. That's what disturbing our families is the devil. That's what breaking up any kind of peace is the devil. Let's deal with the problem. Praise God in the name of Jesus. All right. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. All right. Now. All right, let's go down to John. Let's see what John say. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Praise God. John, the 10th chapter. Praise God. Pray for us, church. I need the Lord every step of the way. I can't preach unless he give me the preaching gear. Amen. I can't, amen, live right unless he put his spirit upon me. Praise God. All right, John 10:10. I want to tell you, amen, how and what he's all about. The Bible said, the thief. Now, I want to tell you, the thief is the devil. Praise God. His job is to steal, kill, and destroy. He is the thief. The Bible said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Praise God. So I'm telling you, he ain't come to do nothing good. Amen. His job is to kill, amen, to steal and to destroy. But the Bible said, the Lord said, but I am come that you might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. I like the Lord recipe. Come on, somebody. I like the Lord recipe because he said, I come that they might have life. Amen. We can have life. We can be encouraged. We can have joy. Amen. But the Bible said, and they that might have it more abundantly. When you're following the Lord's will, when you're keeping his commandments, amen. When you're doing and following his ways. Amen. The Bible say, I come that you can have life. Praise God. We don't have to have death. We don't have to be in disparity. We don't have to fall down and to the ground. But I want to tell you, church, in the name of the Lord, get equipped with God. Amen. Let him wrap you up and tie you up in the things of God. Praise God. Amen. You don't have to fight the devil. Amen. The Lord would fight our battle. Only thing we got to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. When the problems arise, just point at it. Say, Lord, you see this. Lord, you see that over here. Lord, work a miracle. Lord, turn it around. I'm here. here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, he will turn around. Praise God. If the Lord is for you, who can be against you? Hey, ain't God good in this place? Praise God. He will fight your battle. How many know he's the battle axe? How many know he's the fixer? How many know he, amen, he ain't never lost a battle? Amen. And that's why I serve him, because he will come and to your rescue. And also, he ain't going to run when trouble comes. Amen. He'll stay there with us. He said, I would never, come on, can I preach in this place this morning? He said that he will never leave us, nor forsake us. He will be with us until the end of the world. Praise God. Amen. I've been saved quite a while now. And I want to tell you, I can certainly prove that to be true. He will never leave you. When you need him the most, he'll show up. Come on, somebody. I remember when the three Hebrew boys was in the heated furnace. Praise God. They looked around in that furnace, and they looked around Nebuchadnezzar. He said, didn't I put three in there? But I look like I see a fourth man there. Come on, somebody. Wonder who is that fourth man? That fourth man is Jesus Christ. Praise God. Right in the nick of time, Jesus will come on the scene. Praise God. Jesus came and he took the heat out of the flame. Won't he take the heat out of the flame, church? Praise God. You may have some heat, fiery furnace. You may in some hard, fiery trials. You may feel like you can't make it. But I want to tell you, rebuke the devil and allow the Lord to come in. And he will be there. And he will be there in your battle times. In your heated furnace. Amen. Them Hebrew boys, the Bible said they didn't even smell like smoke. Hair wasn't singed. Amen. They weren't somewhere in the heated furnace just laying down and worrying. But the Bible said they were walking. Ain't God good? Amen. In those flames. Come on, somebody. Do you know what I'm talking about? When you let the Lord take over. But when you allow the devil to take over, he will keep you in his domain. He will keep you in despair. And the end results, if you don't change, you will go to the devil's hell, everlasting hell. I want to go to heaven. I want to go to my Father's house. The Bible said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, he said he would tell us. But he gone to prepare a place for us. And if he go, he will come back and receive us unto himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many want to go back? How many want to be back with the Lord? Praise God. To God be the glory. You can make it. Hey, hey, hey. I say you can make it somehow. Amen. Praise God. We got to get this message. This message needs to be preached to the whole world. Amen. Amen. Then you'll see peace. You'll see things start working to the glory of God. But it's too much, praise God, hypocrisy and too much, amen, your way. Amen. Instead of God's way. Come on, somebody. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Ain't the Lord good in here? Praise God. So I'm glad we got a God that will be with us. He will give us life, and he will give us life everlasting. Amen. Not just for a little while. Praise God. He's going to be with us. One thing about God, he stick with us 24/7. Amen. 365. If you stick with him, the Lord will what? Stick with you. All right, let's move on. 1 John. Someone get me that read for me, please. 1 John. 1 John, the 3rd chapter and the 8th verse. What did that say?
He that committed sin.
Listen. Say that again, slowly.
He that committed sin.
He that committed sin.
Is of the devil.
Is of the devil.
For the devil sinneth.
For the devil sinneth.
From the beginning.
For this purpose.
The Son of God.
Thank God for the Son of God. This purpose, the Son of God.
Will manifest it.
That he might destroy.
that he might destroy
the work of the devil.
Praise God. I thank God. I thank God that he will destroy the works of the devil. Praise God. Amen. Now read that again, just that first stanza.
He that committed sin.
All right, he that committed sin
is of the devil.
Is of the devil.
For the devil sinned.
For the devil sinned.
From the beginning.
All right, now. So we need to quit the sin business. Because the devil sinned and he sinned from the beginning. Amen. In order to get to his heaven, you must quit the sin business. You must quit listening to the father of lies. Listen to the father. He's the father of wickedness. And his job is to keep us in his domain. But the Lord's job is to give us life and life everlasting. Amen. Not just for here on this earth, but when we leave from here, we got a home that's prepared for us that we will be able to go and abide. And there will be no troubles there. There will be no wants there. There will be no sin there. Amen. There will be peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Read on now.
For this purpose,
the Son
of God.
I thank God. Now, for this purpose, the Son of God.
Was manifested.
He was manifested, meaning that he was made known.
That he might destroy.
That he might destroy.
The works of the devil.
The work of the devil. Amen. That's what will happen. He will destroy the works of the devil. I'm here to tell you, you cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and the devil. Amen. Sometimes folks serve the devil through the week and they jump up here on Sunday shouting, amen, and doing cartwheels and spin, amen, and trying to say, now I'm on God's side. But in the fear of the Lord, I want to tell you it don't work. Amen. Either you're serving the devil or you're serving the Lord. You can, the Bible said you cannot serve two masters. Either you'll love the one or hate the other. Now that's the word. Amen. And that's what we need today. Preachers, preachers, we need the word. Amen. Teach people how to live a holy life and teach people how to rebuke that devil. That's your victory. If you learn how to rebuke that devil and get the monopoly of the devil, amen, you will make heaven your home. Because it is he that's trying to put the brakes on you. It is he that's trying to stick his feet out and trip you. It is he that make that hatred in your heart. Amen. It is he, amen, that makes you, amen, you look at somebody, amen, and something turning in your body there, amen. And it's something turning, but it ain't the prayer wheel turning. It's something else turning, amen. You feel a little, amen. Feel like you want to, you want to choke them. You want to, amen, you want to hit them. You want to beat them up, amen. You let go and let God, amen. Don't beat nobody up. Let the Lord do the beating. Praise God. Amen. I used to fight back in my day, but I put my fighting down. Praise God. I said, Lord, you work it out. You see it. Now you work it out, Lord. And I tell you, he always do it. He's always come and work a miracle. Thank you, Sister Lamisha, for that reading. Amen. Now let's turn over here because we want to get you a good platform to work with so you'll know about this devil we're talking about. Let's turn now to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Praise God. Pray for us now. Amen. Pray for us. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and that 27th verse. It says, neither give place to the devil. I believe if you get that scripture right there and you live that scripture, you won't have no problem with the devil. It said, neither. Let's do this. We want to back up a little bit so you'll see what's going on. Let's back up a little bit here. That ye put, okay, let's go to 22nd verse. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. Who's the old man? The devil. Now, I want to tell you, he ain't so old and feeble that he can't get you deceived. He ain't that old where he's disabled. He can't do nothing. He may be the old man, but that old man is walking about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Bible said, put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, according to, conversation of old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, we got to keep that mind renewed, because sometimes we allow that mind just to run into negativity. You allow that mind to run in things that it don't need to get involved in. Amen. Come on now. And that's why the Bible said, gird up the loins of your mind. You got to pull those minds in and get it under subjection of the Lord. You just don't let those minds run from one place to another place and creating chaos. And the Bible said, and that he put on the new man. Who's the new man? Christ. Which after God is created in righteousness and what? True holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying. Oh, my Lord. You know people lie on you? When they can't find fault, they'll make up a lie. But that shouldn't be as becoming saints. You know, you should never lie. Bible said two things he hates is a lying tongue and a proud heart. Amen. So we got to put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. You may get angry, but the Bible said, don't you sin. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. Now, sometimes you think about stealing, you know, sometimes you may say, well, somebody stole my car, somebody stole my jewelry, somebody stole this and that. But you know, you can steal folks' love, running your mouth, running folks down. You done stole that love from that person. You can steal in numerous ways. But the Bible said, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor. Let's do something good. Let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that need it. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. You want to go to heaven? This must cease. This will hold you up if you live in this kind of behavior. Now, this is the behavior we need to live. And be kind. Come on, somebody. One to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. I believe that forgiveness is going to be the number one sin that makes some folks go to hell. They feel like they saved, ain't drinking beer, ain't doing drugs, ain't going to the dance hall. Man, I'm doing good. But you holding your brother. You holding your sister. You not forgiving them. Amen. That'll send you to hell just like drinking some liquor. Come on, somebody. I mean, and no, there ain't going to be no weight scales there. Praise God. Well, you did 20 pounds of sin. All right, sir, you ain't do but 2 pounds, so I might accept you. You got a little bit of sin. But the one that did 20%, where I am, you cannot come. But I want to tell you, if you do 2 pounds of sin, you will not come. How many know 99.9 ain't good enough? We got to make 100%. You can't do it on your own. Somebody said that's too hard. No, it's not too hard. It's too hard for you not to do it. But if you get Christ in you, he the one is living it through you. Amen. You got the mind of the Lord. You got the mind of the Lord. Amen. He controls your hands and your feet and controls your direction. That's why we got to die out to Brother Jerry. You got to die out to self and say, Lord, I need that greater in me. Come on. And that's no more than Jesus Christ. So the only thing you got to do is die out to flesh and crucify flesh and allow God to come in your heart and let him take over your life. Amen. Then you'll make heaven your home. Amen. Do that sound pretty reasonable? Praise God. All right, let's come to our conclusion scripture here. Amen. Let's come over here to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Amen. 1 Corinthians. I want to leave this thought with you, the 10th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Are you still praying for the pastor? Sometimes people say, hey, man, this, I can't live this way. This is hard. Too much temptation and trouble. Too much hardship. Amen. That's why I allow the devil just to work on me, because it's just too hard. It ain't never too hard. The Bible said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Amen. You speak positivity to negative situation. It may look hard. It may look like you ain't going to get no healing. It may look like the Lord ain't going to come to your rescue. But it's just something about when you factor in the Lord, he makes the difference. You may be blind and cannot see. But when you factor in the Lord, he'll have you seeing. You may be dumb and it look like you cannot speak. But it's just something about brothers and sisters. When you factor in the Lord, he'll have you to speak. Amen. Those ears of yours may be clogged up. You can't hear. Don't just take it for face value. Call on the Lord. Tell the Lord you want to hear. And the Lord can make the, amen, those ears to open up and be able to hear. A few weeks ago, I wasn't able to see in one of my eyes. It got blind. And I said, this ain't going to happen. I said, Lord, you're going to have to open that eye up. I'm driving and traveling with one eye, all up in the mountains of Greenbank, West Virginia, with one eye. God told me, if you go, I go with you. So I knew everything going to be all right. But I tell you, when I got back, the Lord blessed my eyes to be able to see. And I want to tell you, he the same thing for you. Whatever you need today, God is available. Amen. Don't feel like your temptation or your trouble is so hard. You know, the devil make you feel like you the only one going through. You the only one having problems. Man, I can't make it. Man, nobody see what I'm facing. Oh, come on. This word going to straighten that out, this scripture here. All right, what did it say? 1 Corinthians 10, 13. Praise God. It said, there have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. So don't think what you're going through with is so special. Nobody know, but it's common. Amen. It's a common factor. It's a common thing. It's common to man. Hello. But God is faithful. Come on. That's what you got to realize. That the Lord is faithful. Huh? Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. He will make an escape route. He will not put no more on you than you are able to bear. I'm here to say in the fear of God, whatever you're going through with, the Lord know you strong enough to go through that
If it didn't, you wouldn't be going through. So you might as well tuck it in and say, Lord, give me the faith. Give me the strength. I'm going to go on anyhow. I need to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done. I never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know, for God will give me the victory if onward I shall go. Hello. But you can go. If you mean what you're doing. Amen. I thank God for his faithfulness. The Bible said God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation. Not always he going to make an easy street for you. He ain't going to always move the temptation out the way, or the troubled person out the way, or the problem you having out the way. But I will, what do you say? But I will. But also I will make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. Look at God. You will be able to bear it. So matter, it doesn't matter how hard things may seem. Because the Bible says there are no temptations. Not that one there that you complain about. Not that one there that you were complaining about it last month. There have no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. I love that. But will with. I can preach on that an hour. But will with the temptation. I know we want to be on Easy Street. We want to be on Calmness Boulevard. We don't want nothing to shake us. But we got to learn, amen, we're going to have temptation. The Bible said we're with the temptation. But one thing about God, he will make a way. Hello? Amen. To God be the glory. Praise God. And now I want to tell you, let's read over here. One more scripture over here, Ephesians. Amen. Ephesians, the third chapter, verses 20 and 21. If you get it, for I do, read, please.
Now unto him that is able.
Hold on, Sister Lamisha. I want to kind of have a Selah praise here. We need to meditate on this verse. It said now. It ain't talking about tomorrow or next week, a week after next. But now.
Unto him that is able.
Unto him that is able. God is able. He is able to do exceeding abundantly
above all
that we ask or think,
according to the power
that worketh in us.
To him be glory
in the church
by Christ Jesus
throughout all ages.
World without end.
Amen. Amen. Now, start back over. Just read that first verse. Now it said, he is able. Do we have any witness out here? Do we have any witness, Church of God? Do we have any witness, Facebook land? Do we have any witness, everyone that's on this recording? Amen. Now he is able. He ain't no disabled God. He ain't a God that can't function. He ain't a God that can't bring deliverance. He ain't a God that cannot produce. Amen. He is able
to do exceeding abundantly.
He is able to do exceeding abundantly
above all.
Above all That's good. That's good enough right there. Above all that we can ask or think. Can we comprehend that? So anything you could ask God, anything you could think about asking God, he's able to provide. So what's the problem? What's ailing you? Why you can't remember this message when the battle comes? Why you can't remember this message when you talking to a situation where it's done got out of chaos? On my conclusion, I want you to do, to know that you got the power and you got the strength every time that devil comes. Be ready to rebuke him. Let him know he can't have a seat in your home. Let him know he can't have a seat in your heart. Let him know he got to go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Amen.